I'm reminded of a verse that I have sort of been living in this year.
我真的提醒我今年我特别有一些经节对我特别有多的帮助。
It's found in Psalm 33, verse 1.
是在30诗篇39章第一节。
And it says, sing with joy in the Lord.
在这里讲说在主里面我们要 唱歌。
And that's been my goal this year, to start every day with a song of joy in my heart.
这是我今年的一个目标，是希望在我的心里面常常因为主的关系，我可以称赞他。
When the psalmist says, this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice in it, he doesn't mean that we always feel overwhelmed with joy.
这个就是提醒我们，虽然我们在主里面的话，我们虽然是会有喜乐，但并不是讲到说我们每天真的会感觉到有这个喜乐。
But when he says, I will make a joyful noise unto the Lord, he is saying, it's my purpose, my mindset to do that independent of how I feel.
And 这个地方是顺便讲到是说，我愿意你们心里面有喜乐，但在我们的心里面，我们真的是愿意有这样的一个心，愿意往这个目标走。
So if you're joyful today, say amen with me.
如果你心里面有喜乐的话，跟我一起说阿们。
And I know some of you are watching on Zoom, and so we want to welcome you and greet you today as well.
但有些人是在网站上面跟我们一起聚会，我们在这边同样的欢迎你。
I'm sorry that I'm not here to see your faces, but I hope that you'll hear the word of the Lord as we share together this morning.
虽然我没有办法看到你的脸，但是呢，我希望今天我们可以在这地方一起来敬拜。
Happy New Year!
新年快乐！
So you have another New Year that's coming soon, correct?
但我们中国人有另外一个新年快要来了。But
this is my Happy New Year.
但对我来讲，这是一个新年快乐。So
I want to wish you that today as we begin this morning.
但开始的时候，我想跟你们一起讲说新年快乐。I
love the word new.
我很喜欢这个字，新。The
word new feels like starting over.
一个新这个名字是想说重新开始。The
word new feels like a fresh start.
是一个新鲜的一个开始。The
word new feels like an infusion of new life.
是一个新的一个生命力在我们的生命里面。So
every year at this time of the year, usually at the end of the December, I begin doing what I call an inventory of my life.
And 每一年我都会回顾，在12月的时候会回顾，看一下我这一年做的一些事情。
And sometimes that involves seeing what I have, just like a store doing inventory, and what I lack.
And 有的时候我在这边看是我有些什么东西。
So looking back at the end of the year isn't always exciting. Which one do I want to push? This one here? Let's see if we got you there now. It's not doing it. Okay. Looking back may not always be fun.
有的时候你回顾的时候不一定是都是好的。Because
when we look back, we can see disappointment.
有的时候我们回顾的时候，我们会发现有很多的失望。Unmet
goals.
有很多我们的目标没有达到。Sadness. 有些悲伤。
Loss,
有些失落,
sometimes personal failure,
and 甚至是个人的失败.
But when we're doing inventory, we look back, we sometimes see growth.
And 有的时候我们回顾的时候，我们会看到说有些成长,
and success.
有些, 真的是成功.
And maybe some of our goals we have been able to realize.
那我们真的，我们的目标我们达到了.
But whenever I'm looking back, it makes a lot of different feelings come to the front and fore of my life.
当我回顾的时候，就会有很多的不同的一些情绪。
Sometimes I'm thinking about the emotions that I'm feeling.
And 我可以真的感受到这些情绪。
I look back and remember this was the year that my mother went to be with the Lord.
And 当回顾的时候，我就想到我的母亲。 过世了，但是她现在与主同在。
And that's an emotion of sadness and gladness because she was a believer.
And 这个情绪呢是有悲伤的，但是也有高兴的，因为她是一个信主的。
When I'm thinking about the year, sometimes I'm thinking about relationships and what other people think about me and what I'm thinking about them.
And 有时候回顾的时候，你会想到说你跟人的关系，我他们怎么想我，或我怎么想他们。
Maybe there's a new relationship, or maybe there's sadly a broken relationship that I've had to work through.
有的时候是一个新的关系，有的时候是一个失败的关系。
And a lot of times at the end of the year, I'm comparing myself.
And 有的时候在最后的时候的时候，我会常常就对我自跟我自己比较。
I'm comparing my achievements with my goal.
我有时候我达成的一些事情跟我的目标。
And sometimes I'm measuring myself against other people.
我喜欢有时候衡量我自己跟别人比较。
Which is something God tells us we should not do, right?
但是这是神提醒我们要我们不要去做的。
But there's a myriad of emotions that can come, would you agree, when we come to the end of the year and we look back, and sometimes when we look inside.
And 有时候我们在看我们自己内心，特别在一年最后的时候，里面有很多各式各样的情绪。
The book of Hebrews is about a group of Jewish Christians who are looking back.
在希伯来书是讲到说有一群的基督徒往回看。
They are suffering persecution.
他们受到很多的苦难。
They do not feel accepted even by their families who have alienated them from them because of their new faith in Christ.
因为他们的信仰，他们接受神的关系，甚至他们被他们的家人给遗弃。
Even the Roman government makes their very existence risky.
And 甚至他们的存在呢，都使他们生命在罗马那帝国是有生命的危险。
So they're tempted, the writer tells us, to look back on their old Judaistic ways and to go back from their Christianity to those beliefs.
所以在那个时候，他们有特别的试探，是让他试探他们要回到他们过去的信仰。
And the writer of the book of Hebrews is warning them against that. He says that's a dangerous thing.
在这个作者在希伯来书里面提醒他，这是一件非常危险的事情。
They would be abandoning their faith.
他们将会遗弃他们的信仰。
They would be apostatizing their relationship with God.
然后他们会回到一个错误的一个地步。
And the writer of this book warns against the danger of doing that.
And 希伯来这个作者呢，这边提醒他们不要这样做。
And he does that in this wonderful book by telling them that Jesus Christ is better than anything else they can place their faith and trust in.
在这作者在希伯来书里面特别讲到说，耶稣基督是比所有一切都更好的。
He says that Jesus is better than Abraham, he is better than Moses, he is better than the angels, he is better than the priests who have preceded him.
他是比亚伯拉罕、比摩西跟那些所有的大祭司都要更好。
So he says to look back and to go back is a dangerous thing.
所以是非常的危险的，是往回看，要回到过去。
By the time we get to chapter 12 in the book of Hebrews,
当我们到十二章的地方,
he has some important words to say to them and to us as well this morning.
但是所以在这作者有很多重要的话要跟当时的信徒跟同样我们现在来说。
So I'm going to ask Bianca to read those first four verses for us today.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开希伯来书第十二章，我们来看第一节到第四节。我用中文来念：我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵达到流血的地步。
I think the question this morning is, how are we to live in the midst of a pandemic?
这个问题呢，是在我们在疫情的这个情况里面，我们怎么样的来生活？
How are we to live in a culture that is literally turning its back upon Christ and upon the authority of God's word?
我们现在活在一个这样的一个文化里面，是已经离弃神的。
How are we to live in a world that feels increasingly unsafe and we feel increasingly assaulted by those who disagree with our spiritual commitment?
所以我们现在活在一个社会里面，一个文化里面呢，是越来越是危险的，因为他们跟我们的信仰是不能不一样的。
So it could be tempting for us to look back.
所以呢，这样的试炼我们也要往回走。
It could be tempting for us in the face of persecution to turn our back upon the deep rooted faith that we have embraced.
So 当我们被欺压的时候呢，我们也会要想到我们是不是往回走。
So in these few short verses, we are being challenged on how we are to live in the life, in the midst of life's challenges today.
所以在这个四个很短的经文里面，挑战我们在这样的时候，我们怎么样过基督徒的生活。
And the writer of the book of Hebrews suggests in these few short verses three things that I want to talk about today. And it looks like I have about an hour and a half because it's only 10:20.
在很短的四节里面呢，要跟我们讲说我们应该怎么样过这样的一个生活。但是如果我们看到我们现在的钟的话，现在才10:20，所以我还有一个半钟头的时间。
I promise to watch. If you fall asleep, I'll stop.
哎，我真的是我会担保，如果你们睡着的话，我就会停下来。
There are three things that he says here. Let me just say what they are to begin with.
这边有三样事情是非常重要的。
We are, number one, if we're going to live in a world around us that is difficult,
如果我们在生活在一个非常困难的世界里面，
we are to lay aside every weight and sin that clings to us.
我们要放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And he says that let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
在这边讲说存心忍耐，然后奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
And let us look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
I'm hoping that you will think about these three things.
我也希望你能够想到这三件事。
As we share together today.
我们今天一起来分享的时候。
The first thing he says is that we are to lay aside every weight and sin that grips us or clings to us. But he says we should do that because there are people who are surrounding us as our witnesses, and I want to talk about who that is.
And 今天这边讲说，第一个要放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，因为在我们的周围有很多的见证人，所以我们现在要讲的是那些什么是我们的见证人。
The context here is either in Israel, where they had these, and in Greece particularly, they would have these foot races.
And 在那个时候的话，有很多的一些比赛。
And they would take place in the Colosseum.
And 是在一个竞技场里面举行。
And there were rows and rows of people, spectators, all around the inside of that outside auditorium where they would be watched.
在那个竞技场里面有非常非常多的人在那边在观看。
And they would be rooting and applauding for their favorite candidate.
所以他们会为他们想要支持的人怎么讲，鼓励他们。
So this imagery to the readers of this letter would have been something they would have clearly understood.
所以用这样的一个想象的话，可以帮助他们能够想象，能够解释跟想象。
So if you notice in chapter 12, the first word is therefore. Do you see that there?
所以在这个地方说，第一个字就是说 therefore 是这样。
And someone has said, and you've heard this before, whenever you see that word therefore, you ask, what is it there for?
所以常常有时候你会看到这 therefore 这个字的话是到底是什么要来的。
So it's making us look back to what comes before chapter 12.
所以就是要看在十一章的时候讲到什么东西。
If you know anything about the book of Hebrews, it contains in chapter 11 what we call the faith chapter.
所以在希伯来书第十一章是讲到说信心的一个章。
And it is the example of the saints who have gone before, like Abraham and Moses and Gideon and David and others like them.
讲到很多用信心的一些见证人，讲到亚伯拉罕、摩西、基甸跟大卫。
But it also talks about people who escape the edge of the sword.
也讲到很多人呢，就是escape the edge of the sword 是
escape death.
没有死亡。
It tells about people who were made strong in times of weakness when their lives were threatened.
就讲到他们这些人，他们的在生命有危险的时候，他们受到怎么样的危险。
These heroes of faith were people who were tortured.
有很多人是被严刑的。
And they refuse to turn their back up on their faith in God because of their love for Him.
但是呢，他们不愿意转身回去，然后，但是他们继续愿意面临这些挑战。
Some of them were sawn in half.
有些人是被锯子给锯的一半。
They were stoned.
然后他们被打石头打死。
They were killed with the sword.
然后，但是他们被剑给刺死。
They went about in skins of sheep and goats, mistreated.
他们就披着绵羊、山羊的皮到处奔走。
And here's what the Bible says of them.
在圣经上怎么样说到他们
？The world was not worthy of them.
这个世界呢是本是世界不配有的人。
That's an incredible statement, isn't it?
这个好像这个讲法是非常强力的。
So when the writer is writing these important verses in chapter 12, he's saying, there are all these people who have gone on before us and done it in victory in the midst of the most difficult circumstances.
在十一章里面讲到这些人经过这么样多的一些事情，然后就讲到然后到第十二章来。
He suggests that they are a cloud of witnesses, people who are watching us as we run the race of life.
他之前讲说是一些云彩的一些见证人，帮助我们看到他们的见证。
How does that make you feel?
让你觉得如何？
I've thought about it before, and I'm not confident that people in heaven can look down necessarily and see us.
有的时候我不一定知道说在天上看到的人会看到我们现在的光景。
But the idea that there's a cloud of witnesses there means that there are people who have gone on before us, who have gone on many of them worse, gone through worse than what we've gone through, and they are witnesses to the enduring, saving, keeping power of God Almighty.
但这边云彩的见证人是让我们看到他们所经过所受的，是不是摆上多好的榜样在我们的面前。
So he's saying because all these people have trusted in God and made it through the most difficult circumstances, so can you.
在这边讲的时候，这些云彩的这些见证人呢，他们能做到的话，
Are you
告诉我们，我们也可以做得到。你是不是被因为这样被鼓励到？
I'm sorry. Are you encouraged by that?
你是不是因为这样子而受到鼓励？
I'm encouraged by that.
我是真的受到很多的鼓励。
I'm encouraged that there are others who have been where I have been now,who have trusted God and experienced His power and deliverance.
我非常受到鼓励，因为这些见证人他们所受过的，他们所受过的话，可以帮助我们，也可以这样受过。
Sometimes we feel that we are going through times like no one else has ever experienced.
我们常常觉得我们自己所经历的是别人没有经历过的。
But Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 10:13, that's not true.
但是呢，保罗在哥林多前书里面讲说，这不是事实。
He says, there's no trial that you go through, but such is common to man.
你所受过的不是你能够都是能够所能受的。
You know what else he says?
他还讲什么？
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
And he will provide a way of escape so that we can bear it, even when it is difficult.
他会帮助我们能够在这样的时候能够胜过所受的。
The other piece that I see in this relates to us.
在这地方我们也可以看到有一个是跟我们有关的。
We are witnesses to our children.
我们是我们孩子的见证人。
We are witnesses to our grandchildren.
我们是我们孙子辈的见证人。
We are witnesses to our unsaved neighbors.
我们是对我们这还没有信主的邻居的见证人。
We are witnesses to a world that is walking in darkness and has not seen the light.
And 我们在这个世界上有很多还没有信主人还都活在黑暗里面我们是他们的见证人
So how we react under pressure and trial and difficulty can be a witness to those who are now watching us
当我们在一些很痛苦在一些苦难里面我们的反应呢是一个见证给别人的机会
So I think the question is what are the weightsand the sins that we are to lay aside.
那我们是哪些重担跟罪是我们应该要把它脱掉的呢?
The things that encumber us or make our race difficult aren't just sin.
有的时候这些很多的重担让我们能跑不动呢不是只有罪而已。
But anything that clings to us, and if I can use this phrase,sucks the spiritual life from us, imperils our ability to run the race to which God has called us.
所以但是有很多是缠绕我们的把我们的好像我们的生命我们的精力 都拿掉了会让我们没有办法跑这个比赛。
One of the weights for me is I'm getting old.
有一个呢是我自己因为我已经慢慢年迈了。
And sometimes I can let thatdiscourage me and think I just can't do what I used to do and that can sort of be like an albatross a heavy burden on my back that I carry that I don't think that's God's intent for me
但有一个呢像我现在自己慢慢年迈了年纪大了我不能做我以前所做的事情然后让我觉得非常的失望但是呢但是我知道这不是神要我所做的
Sometimes the news on televisionis a weight for me to bear.
有的时候电视上的一些新闻让我觉得是很大的重担。
If I wake up in the morning and watch 15 minutes of the news, I'm ready to go back to bed. How about you?
有的时候你早上起来的时候你只要看新闻15分钟你就想要再回去睡觉了。
Because it can be so discouraging and so negative, can't it?
这让你非常的失望。
So the Bible says, lay aside those things, if you see that those things are weighty,Lay them aside.
但是其实上你有重量的东西的话你要把它拖去放在旁边。
When Bev and I talk about age, we say, let's just don't use numbers.
如果我跟我的妻子在那边讲的时候说我们不要用一个数字来描述我们的年龄。
When we talk about the news, we decide once in a while, you know, for the next 2 weeks, we're just not going to watch the news.
有的时候我们就决定两个礼拜我们就是不去看新闻。
So there's a way that we can kind ofDetach ourselves from those things that are weighty that can sometimes hinder our progress.
有的时候呢，我们可以把这些东西先把它放开，把它放下去，这样的话就不会缠绕我们。
The Bible says also that we're to lay aside sin.
And 圣经上也跟我们讲，我们说我们要把罪把它脱下。
Sin is disobedience.
And 罪就是说不顺服。
Sin is lawlessness. That's what the Bible says.
是在里面心里面没有神的律法。
The Bible says that anything that is not of faith is sin.
哎，圣经上甚至说，如果你当没有信心的话，也是罪。
The Bible says that to him who knoweth to do right and doeth it not, to him it is sin.
如果说你知道该做的却不去做的话，也是罪。
So we are to lay aside those things which all have this end result.
And so we really need to learn how to take these burdens, these sins, and take them away.
Sin separates us from God.
Sin makes us separate.
It short circuits the power of God that He wants to make available for us.To run the race well.
他希望呢，我们跟他有很好连接的关系，所以我们可以去跑这个竞赛。
So laying aside our sin is confessing our sin.
And 所以呢，我们要把这个罪脱去的话，最重要就是来到神面前认罪。
Acknowledging our sin.
And 看到我们自己的罪。
And instead of being on a detour away from God, coming back to a place of fellowship with Him.
And 不要跟神有一个很脱离的一个关系，而是要亲自来到神面前，跟他有一个亲密的关系。
The writer says that these are things that cling closely to us.
And 像这些事情都是对我们来讲是缠绕我们的。
And we should not be surprised about that.
所以我们不应该不会惊讶。
The Bible says that our enemy, the devil, goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
所以在圣经上面可以看到，我们的敌人就是魔鬼，他其实是一个吼叫的狮子，就想把我们给吞灭。
The Bible says that the devil is the father of lies.
And 所以在圣经上面也讲到说，魔鬼就是一个谎言的父。
The Bible says that sometimes the devil comes to us and deceives us as an angel of light.
And 有的时候魔鬼呢，好像一个化妆成一个光明的天使。
So he is working full time to dissuade us and detour us from our faith. In God.
所以这魔鬼呢，他用他全时间的力量，想让我们脱离神啊，离开神。
And he clings to us.
他这样用这个东西来缠绕我们。
So we have to come to the place that we say to the Lord Jesus.
所以我们需要来到神的面前。
Help me to say no to the flesh, no to the devil, and yes.Unto you.
所以来到神的面前对神说不要，然后呢我们真的是愿意把我们的罪在神面前向神认罪，然后离开魔鬼的缠绕。
The Bible says we're either going to serve God or we're going to serve the enemy.
我们在圣经上面可以看，我们要不然就侍奉神，要不然就侍奉魔鬼。
So I am determined in my own life to abstain evenFrom the appearance of evil.
所以在我们的生命里面呢，我们要真的要脱离跟罪任何有关的东西。
We don't in any way want to minimize the power and the potential of the enemy to pull us away as he hangs onto us from that place of intimacy and fellowship with God.
所以我们真的不要低看罪的能力，它会把我们脱离我们跟神之间的关系。
And we can do that because we know this truth. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
所以他在我们里面是有能力的，可以胜过世界。
Someone has said that God plus one is always a majority.
如果我们在那边讲说主的话再加一个的话，就是大多数的。
So when I've aligned myself with God, there's no way the enemy can defeat me or dismantle my relationship with God.
如果我跟神一起同行的话，没有任何把我们能够让我们与神分开。
So that's the first thing I have to do. I have to look at my life and see what's weighing me down.
我们是最重要一个，就是我们先来到看到我们自己的生活里面是什么东西是把我们给重担把我们拉下去。
And examine my spiritual life in the light of God's word.
And 在我们里面看看我们自己心里面的情况，看到神的话语。
And through the Holy Spirit's guidance, bring my life in alignment with the truth of what God's word says.
所以借着圣灵的帮助的话，让我们再次回到神的面前。
And the Bible says we do that through His word. The Bible says everything that we need for life and godliness, God has made available to us.Through the promises of His Word.
如果我们愿意这样做的话，神应许我们，他这些东西，他会帮助我们。
I want to say that again. Everything we need,
所有东西我们
everything we need,
所有东西我们需要的
for life and godliness,
and 是像神一样的圣洁。
God has made available us to the promises of His Word.
神他已经应许给我们了。
Is that a good word?
是不是很好呢？
Do you ever say praise the Lord here?
你是不是愿意说赞美主？
Let's say that together, praise the Lord.
这边说赞美主。
Because that's what He's promised to us. We're laying aside every weight and sin that besets us, and we are embracing the promises of God's Word.For life and godliness.
所以我们正在放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，相信神给我们的应许。
Here's the second thing that we can do in order not to get stuck in the past.
还有另外一件事我们可以做，所以我们不会往回看。
We are to run with endurance the race that is set before us.
这边讲说存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
I think the word the race is, word reason the race, word race is used is it requires a certain amount of stamina and energy.
所以这个人讲到说要有个竞赛的话，你需要有一个特别的一个体力。
And a race always has forward movement, right?
And 所以当我们竞赛的话，通常都是往前走的。
It's God's purpose for us to move forward with Him.
是神的目的是要我们继续往前走，跟他往前走。
In fact, in the book of Romans,Paul says, keep in step with the Holy Spirit.
在这边说跟圣灵一起同行。
And so I think about that, particularly for myself, that I want to be sure that as I look at the path before me, it is God's plan for my life.
所以当我在这边思想的时候，我就看到我前面的脚步是看到是神为我所预备的。
The book of Proverbs says that the plans of men may fail, but the purposes of God always, always prevail.
所以在这边箴言里面讲说，人所计划呢会失败，但是神所计划会永远带你们往前走。
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, you all know it, says that we are to trust in the Lord with all of our own, all of our hearts, and not to lean into our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge Him. And what will He do?He will direct our path.
在箴言里面讲说，我们要信任神所给我们的这些应许，然后我们不要相信我们自己的小聪明。
So we are to run this race, and we are to do it unencumbered by the things of the world, with our faith fully placed in Christ.
所以我们的信心要在神的里面，要存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
I think the key word in this passage is endurance.
在这个地方，我们是可以看到有一个字非常重要，是讲到忍耐。
Because the Bible says, "He that perseveres till the end shall experience the reward that God has prepared for those that love Him."
所以在那些在主里面愿意忍耐的人，就可以得到最后的冠冕。
The Bible says in Galatians 6:9, "Be not weary in well doing, for in God's appropriate time, due season, you will reap the reward that God has in mind for you.
在神的时间里面，在加拉太书里面会讲到，当你有愿意这样的信心的时候，神会奖赏。
Paul said at the end of his life in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, I have run the race, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith.
在提摩太里面，保罗在他末日的时候里面讲说，他已经跑过，他已经打过这个仗。
So I want to finish strong.
所以我希望能够结束的非常胜利的结束。
Do you?
你愿意吗
？I don't want to kind of just limp over the finish line.
我不希望我在 V 一班跑的时候是跛脚的跑。
I like to run, but I'm not very fast.
我很喜欢跑，但是呢，我并不是很快。
But when I was younger, I ran a half marathon with some college students from the church I pastored in Dallas, Texas.
在我年轻的时候，我有跑过一些马拉松，跟我一些的在教会的朋友。
Now, 13 miles is a long way to run.
13里路英里是非常长的。
It's a long way to drive your car, right?
甚至你开车也是蛮长的。
13 miles is a long trip.
所以呢，你这样子想，13里的话也是蛮长的一个路途。
And I started out with these college kids, and they took off like rabbits.
And 当我跟一些大学的一些朋友一起跑的时候，一开始他们就像一个兔子，一下就冲出去了。
There are about 50 college students and about 10 of us who were older. I was the oldest person in the race.
那时候大概有50个大学生，然后大概有10个跟我差不多年龄的，我大概是最老的一个。
But by then I already understood that life is not a sprint, but it's a marathon.
我已经了解在要跑这个竞赛的话，不是一样很快要跑出去，是慢慢的有节奏的跑。
And even though I kind of started at the end and was in the middle of the pack, I ended up passing 56 of those 60, And at age 42, coming in fourth place.
虽然在我不是我在结束的时候，我大概只是在中间的人，但是呢，我却赢过那些当初那些大学生。我在六十个中间，我赢过五十六个人。
So that sounds like I'm bragging.
好啊，我在那边向你夸口。
And I am.
我是。
Because whenever you can beat college kids in something, it's one of those things, right?
如果你能够胜过这些大学生的话，你就会真的蛮得意的。
But don't lose sight of the principle by.Pacing myself by keeping a forward look, I could finish that race strong when they had run themselves out of energy and were exhausted.
And so, you know, 最重要的是你在跑的时候有节奏的一直往前冲，不是而是很快的冲出去。
So, are you with me? We have to lay aside every sin and weight that clings to us.
第一个呢，是我们把那个罪跟重担把它脱去。
We have to be sure that we are running with endurance the race that is set before us.
让我们在跑这个路程的时候呢，我们跑的时候是有忍耐。
And we're to look unto Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith.
在最后，我们是要仰望为我们信心成创始成终的耶稣。
Maybe you've heard this statement that if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time.
Amen.如果呢，有的时候你听我这样的话，如果说你完全没有方向的跑的话，然后你就会好像每次都会碰到。
So you have to have your mind and your vision focused on something that will motivate you to be faithful.
所以你必须呢，真的是要有一个方向，然后能够鼓励你、激励你去往那个方向走。
So we're as we're running to look to Jesus.
当我们在这边跑的时候呢，我们是仰望那创始成终的耶稣。
Why would we look to him?
为什么我们要仰望他？
He is the founder of our faith.
他是我们创始成终的，他是我们的根本，是让我们能够仰望的。
Before the very foundation of the world, the plan for our salvation in Christ.Was set in place.
他已经为我们的整个一生，创始的，为我们的罪，受，定死。
He's the perfecter of our faith.
他是我们信心创始成终的。
So we think about that. He is the one who is helping us to grow.
他是那一位呢，是帮助我们成长的。
He is the one who is committed. The book of Colossians says to protect, to present us.To the Father, perfect and holy in Him.
And 在他的里面，在里面，哥罗西就是说，他会帮助我们，然后呢，成圣。
I think this is such a wonderful picture that is found in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, which says, He who has begun a good work in us will complete it to the end.
他在腓立比书里面讲到说，他已经开始，他会帮助我们。
So what God has begun in us through the saving work of Jesus Christ, He will complete until the day we are glorified in heaven and spend eternity in the presence of Christ.
主耶稣从他开始拯救我们，他会帮我们一直到最后成就，然后一直到我们到进到荣耀中间。
The disciples came to Jesus one day, and Jesus said to them, many people are leaving me.
And 有一次门徒来到神的面，耶稣面前说，然后耶稣说很多人离开。
And what will you, my disciples, do?
如果你是门徒的话，你会怎么做？
And one of the disciples said, to whom else besides you could we turn?
除了你以外，我们能够跟随谁呢？
So the real focus of our running this race is by having our eyes focused on Jesus.
所以当我们在跑这个竞赛的时候，最重要是我们要有定睛的仰望我们的主耶稣基督。
He endured the cross because of the joy set before him.
因为他已经忍受了十字架的苦难，因为他已经知道摆在前面的喜乐。
I want to just stop here for a minute, maybe just have you look at me, and I want you to hear how important I think this is.
我在这边停一下，我希望你能够看着我，因为这是非常重要的。
Not every moment of our existence is wrapped in joy emotionally.
在我们的存在的每一刻里面，不是都一定有喜乐的。
It does not say in this verse that when Jesus was suffering on the cross, that he was joyful.
在这个里面我们讲到说，耶稣他在十字架受苦难的时候，那个时候是喜乐的。
He was suffering.
他在那边是有受苦。
He was enduring pain.
他在那边忍受苦，痛苦。
The Heavenly Father turned his face from his own son when he was carrying our sins upon him.
那时候天父也转脸不看他，因为耶稣基督担负我们所有世人的罪。
But Jesus did that because he knew that the end result of what he was doing would mean that all of us who are here would be his brothers and sisters for eternity.
但耶稣这样做的这样的一个目的，知道他这样做了以后，所有人经过被能够被神所洗净罪的人，都成为弟兄姐妹，能够享受这样的一个荣耀。
That was the joy set before him.
这是一个荣耀，是在这个地方他可以看到的。
When I was running those 13 miles,
当我在那边跑13英里路的时候。
I felt horrible.
我觉得非常的痛苦。
More than once, I wanted to quit.
有好几次我都想要放弃。
I don't know if I can say this. I really felt like throwing up.
我甚至是想吐。
I was sick to my stomach.
我那时候胃非常的不舒服。
But I kept going because I knew at the end of that race, if I did well, first I would feel pretty happy.
And 我知道那时候我不能放弃，因为如果能够完成的话，我会非常的开心。
And second, I was going to get some kind of a prize.
And 第二个，我知道会有奖赏。
Now, I didn't get the prize because I came in fourth, not third.
And 虽然没有得到奖赏，因为我是第四名，不是第三名。
But the joy I had at knowing that I had beat all those college kids made me extremely happy.
And 那些快乐呢，让我知道我能够赢过那些56个人，特别是那些大学生，让我非常的开心。
In our life experiences, we go in this race through difficult.Hard, painful times.
当我们在跑这条路的时候，有的时候我们会经过一些非常痛苦的一些经历。
And sometimes during those times, we may even wonder if God has abandoned us.
那在这样的一个痛苦经历，我们有时候说是不是神已经离开我们了？
There are times in the Psalms that David wonders where God is.
在诗篇里面，我们可以看到大卫在讲说：“神，你在哪里？”
He wonders if God is hearing his prayer.
甚至神，你有没有听我的祷告？
But he always pivots to faith.
但是呢，又回到这个信心。
Because he remembers God's faithfulness to him.
知道神是这样的，对他是如何的信实。
So we look to Jesus because he is the founder and perfecter of our faith.
我们看为什么要仰望耶稣呢？因为他是我们创始成终的耶稣。
We look to Jesus because he endured such suffering on the cross because of the joy of our salvation secured by his death.
因为我们要为什么要这样忍耐呢？是因为知道耶稣已经基督在十字架我们所做的。
And we rejoice today because we know he is seated at the right hand of God the Father.
因为我们为什么今天有这样的喜乐？是因为知道耶稣已经坐在神宝座的右边。
And you know what he's doing there?
你知道他会在做什么呢？
He's praying that you will finish the race.
他在那边祷告，我们能够完成这样的一个竞赛。
He's representing you before the Father.
他在神的面前代表我们。
He points to you, as it were, on the racetrack and said, "That's my child. He is going to finish this race, and I'm going to see to it."
当我们还在竞赛的时候，他在那边看到我们，然后跟我们讲说：“你会跑完的。”
That's why we look to Jesus.
所以我们要仰望我们的神。
So in the closing part of the verse we read, it says, "Do not grow weary and faint-hearted in your struggle against sin."
所以你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
It gives us the example of Jesus who faced death and shed his blood, but did not give in to Satan's power.
在这里可以让我们提醒到耶稣基督在十字架上为我们流血，但是从来没有向魔鬼低头。
So what can we remember in this new year?
所以在这个新年我们能够想到什么？
I'm going to talk about three things in conclusion. I think, I don't know where I am at my time, but am I okay? Okay. I'm going to finish anyway, all right? The first thing we cannot do is get stuck looking back.
在最后面的时候，我要有没有三件事情，就是我们不要在过去里面停留住。
Paul in Philippians 3:13 and 14 said,
在保罗在腓立比书三章十三节里面讲到，
Forgetting those things which are behind,
忘记背后努力面前的，
I strain and press forward to those things which are ahead,
向着标杆直跑，
Looking to the prize of the high calling of those who are faithful to God,
在神面前有信心的得到奖赏。
So we don't want to get stuck looking back and living in all of the stress and trouble of 2021.
所以我们不要在这个地方呢，留顾在过去，在2021年里面。
But we're reaching ahead.
我们要往前。
Forward motion, running.
往前的一个行动。
Looking to the promises of God.
是看到神他给我们的应许。
That's the first thing.
这是第一个。
The second thing is, don't look around.
另外一个呢，就是不要往旁边看。
So back in Matthew, I think it's about chapter 12, Peter is walking on the water. He sees Jesus walking on the water, right?
哎，我们可以看到，在彼得他在水上行走的时候，因为他看到耶稣在水上行走。
He says to Jesus, "If you want me to come, tell me." And Jesus says, "Come."
所以他向耶稣说，如果你要我来的话，我愿意在水上，愿意走到水上。
So he steps out on that water.
他走在那个水面上。
And he's doing just fine.
他行走的不错。
The Bible says he looks at the wind and the water around him.
当他看到那风跟浪的时候，
he takes his eyes off of Jesus.
当他把他的眼睛不再定睛仰望神的时候，耶稣，
and he begins to sink.
他沉下去。
And Jesus says, "Oh, you of little faith."
哦，你这个小信的人。
So if you look around a lot, there's a lot to see that's pretty discouraging.
如果你往旁边常常去看的话，有很多事情会让你。
You can't put your head in the sand and pretend it's not happening.
你不能把你自己的头放在沙里面说这些事情没有发生。
But the most important thing is not to look back, not to look around, but to look up.And to see Jesus.
最重要的是不是往回看，而不是往周围看，而是往定睛向耶稣看。
Psalm 121, the psalmist says, "Lift your eyes up to the hills, from whence cometh your help."
这个是什么？我要向山举目，谢谢。
See the Lord, from whence comes your help, as you take that upward look.
所以我们往上看的时候，我们就向神看。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 says, "Set your affection on things." Above,
就把你的眼睛定目在上面的事情
not on things of the air,
而不是在空气里面
So I guess that's a question for all of us. What are you looking at?
所以我们今天要问的就是你在看什么
The Greek word that's used and translated in the King James Version, where it says "fixing your eyes on Jesus,"
定睛瞩目在耶稣的身上
means that this is an intentional, determined.Effort on your part. It won't be automatic.
虽然不是自动的，但是呢，你是真的要决定要这样子去做。
To say, I am going to keep my eyes fixed on the one who is the author and the finisher of my faith.
在我们是信心仰望的耶稣上面，我愿意定睛的一直仰望他。
That's my prayer for myself, and that's my prayer for all of you today.
这是我的。祷告也是为你们的祷告。
Let me say a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
So Father, we thank you that we are in the race.
感谢主耶稣，我们虽然是在这样一个竞赛里面。
It's the race that you have set before us.
这是一个竞赛呢，我们要跑的这样的一个路，你是已经为我们摆上了。
So help us to lay aside all the things that would distract us and weigh us down.
让我们能够脱去这些所有会缠累我们的一些事情。
And help us to look unto you.
帮助我们能定睛在你的身上。
And to run with endurance.
然后我们在跑的时候有这样的一个耐心忍耐。
The race that you have set before us.
把这个竞赛放在我们的前面。
So we can fight the face, fight the battle.
所以我们可以在这边有能力能够征战
finish the race,
然后能够然后跑完这个路程
and keep the faith,
然后能够照样在你面前有信心。
For your glory, we pray in Jesus' name.
你在你面前，我们把荣耀都归给你。
Amen.
Amen.